get some coffee.
Can we hear that one?
We done, Tommy gets back.
Miss Rich wants coffee to wake up, get her coffee.
Yep.
All right, Angela, we've got everything on.
Yep.
We are officially ready. All right, it is Friday morning, October 21st. I am showing 9:32. We'll officially open this meeting. And Angel, if you will, call the roll, please.
Mayor Yurts?
Here.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Here.
Mr. Priester?
Here.
Ms. Rich?
Here.
Mr. Gwynn?
Here.
Mr. Owen?
Here. And Angel, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. All righty. We're here to certify the election results for October 18, 2011. Out of the total registered voters, 31,946, there were total ballots cast, 3,032, which is 9.49%. For the 27 precincts counted, for mayor, Randall Averard received 948 votes, 31.31%. Kent Gwynn received 1,577 votes, 52.08%. And Rusty W. Jurgens received 503 votes, 16.61%. So now all I need is a motion.
Do we have a motion to accept the results?
So moved.
A motion from Mr. Priester.
Second.
Second from Mrs. Rich. I'm guessing we have no comments from the audience. Call the roll.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Gwynn?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye.
Thank you.
With that, Mr. Gwynn, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Looking forward to seeing Mr. McLeod.
Congratulations, Ms. Rich.
You have Mr. McLeod in the audience with us tonight, so we've got congratulations to him and congratulations, Ms. Rich. On another term for you, so.
It was a tough battle.
It was a tough battle.
Tough campaign, Ms. Rich.
Tough battle for the both of you, but you survived and you made it through.
She's a warrior.
Don't mess with me, she said, and they didn't. Do we have anything further, Matt, that we have? We have nothing else that we've got on the agenda, that's just it. Is there any comments from anyone about anything?
No, I'd just like to say, you know, to Ms. Rich, I know that you went through had a lot going on when you were qualifying, and you know, I was happy to help you out and, you know, do what I could do to.
And I appreciate that very much. He came
to
the hospital and reminded me that I needed to get those qualifications.
Yeah, those signatures. Yeah.
Signatures signed.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting mine. Had he not come, I might not have been sitting here because that was the farthest thing from my mind at that point.
I'm sure it was.
But he helped me get those, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Mr. Gilligan.
Because the result of the election is that he's going to be the city council.
Drink some coffee.
Sidebar.
We need a. We need a similar motion for Mr. McLeod as the. And Ms. Rich. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Ms. Rich and Mr. McLeod for their respective council seats. Following in the Mike Hampson tradition of never having a candidate run against them. But they'll also be, as a result of the election and not having an opponent, there'll be the councilman for their respective seats.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Mrs. Heimbuckle and a second from Mr. Gwynn on, I guess, just the acceptance of Mr. McLeod and Mrs. Mary Sue Rich into their seats. Ms. Rich, you are District 2 and District 4, correct? So those two districts will be represented, District 2 by Mrs. Rich, District 4 by John McLeod. And we have a motion and a second. Mm-hmm. Call the roll.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Gwynn?
Aye.
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Ms. Rich?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. Anything further? Any other sidebars?
No, sir.
All right. Hope everybody has a wonderful, pleasant Friday and a good weekend.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, look at that brief.
We'll get too comfortable, I think.
I'll get a couple before I leave.